Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. We're going to take you straight into a message entitled, Do You Know God? Part 1. Let's go now into the message already in progress. God bless you.
If you have your Bibles, turn to 1 John chapter 4, verse 6 through verse 8. And it reads as follows. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Amen. For a subject, I want to use these words. Do you know God? Amen. I'm going to let that sink in. Don't raise your hand. Do you know God? And the average church person in the world, if you ask that question and ask for a show of hands, most every hand will go up in the church. I know him. I know him. I've been born again. Or whatever your testimony may be. The average person will say, I know God. But my subject this morning is posed to every one of us, including myself, especially myself. Do you know God? And in my subtopic, what we're going to do is we're going to do a Bible love test. We're going to take a test this morning and see whether you know God or not. Amen? Now, this Bible is true. And what it says is good yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 says this. Examine yourself. You ain't got to examine nobody else. You ain't got to examine me. In fact, if you spend more time examining yourself, you won't have enough time to examine me. Hallelujah. This Bible said, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate. Now, the Apostle Paul is talking to people that supposedly knew God. These are people that he got saved, brought into the kingdom. People that he wrote the Bible to, served under this apostle. Now he's writing them and said, examine yourselves. So that's good for today. Every one of us need to take a self-examination. Hallelujah. James chapter 1, starting at verse 22, the Bible said, but be doers of the word. There's a lot of gospels out here now that say you don't have to do the word. They say that grace covers you. Grace is God's unmerited favor. Now, don't get mad at me now before you go study behind me, because you're supposed to check behind every preacher. You hear that all the time. God's unmerited favor. You ain't do nothing to get it. You ain't got to do nothing to keep it. Go find that in the Bible. You bought that because somebody told you that. Glory to God. You know what's unmerited? Mercy. Mercy is what's unmerited. Amen. And when you read the Bible said grace come by humbling yourself. Humble yourself. God resists the proud and he give grace to the humble. If it's unmerited, why you got to humble yourself? We need to read our Bible, and I just threw that in for free. Amen. But this Bible said, but be ye doers of the word. This Bible said you got to do the word and not hearers only. If you hear this word and don't do this word, watch what this Bible said. How many of y'all believe the Bible? Now, you can raise your hand on this one. You believe the Bible? Here's what the Bible say. The Bible said, but be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourself. You will literally deceive yourself if you think you ain't got to do this Bible. If you think you're going to heaven and ain't doing nothing this Bible say you're deceiving yourself. Now, I didn't write the Bible. I just preach it. Amen. When I go out in the public, I didn't write the Bible. Glory to God. This Bible said, if you hear the word, don't do the word, you're deceiving yourself. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. You just like a man looking in a glass, looking at himself, and don't do nothing about it when it's all messed up. Hallelujah. For he beholdeth himself, and he goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. When you look at this Bible tell you how to conduct yourself. This Bible tell you how to live your life. If you go away and live opposite of this Bible, it says you just like the man look in the mirror and leave himself the same way, knowing he's messed up. Let's finish reading. I'm going somewhere with this. Verse 25, James 1, 25. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law. Did you not know God's word was called law? God's Bible is called law. And there's a big teaching in the church today, we don't have no law. Well, if you don't have no law, you don't have no Bible. Come on, all it takes is a little thinking now. Come on, somebody. Religion has fooled our age. This Bible called God's word law. Let's read it again. So you don't think I put that in there. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty. It's a law of liberty, not a law of bondage. And continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Bible said the man that look in this law of liberty, this Bible, and do it, God said this man is blessed. Well, what happens to this man? Come on now. I know you said God is with me. He's a sugar daddy in the sky. He's the man upstairs. The Bible said God is good to the good, the ugly, and the bad. Bible said he reigned on the just and the unjust. That don't mean God favor you. Because you got a good job. You got on your knees and prayed. He got you out of that accident. He's just good like that. That don't mean you know him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But whoever look in this perfect law of liberty, this is the man that's blessed by God. Let's go on. John 14, 23. Hallelujah. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. This is how God measures love. God, you know, people, I love God. I love Jesus. This is how God measures love. Let me read it again. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. I was teaching last week in the public, and I think it was Brother Joseph. It was Brother Joseph called me, and he was blessed because I was teaching, you know, most churches teach that Jesus' teaching is not relevant to the New Testament, to the New Testament church. They teach that Jesus' teaching after the cross don't apply to us. Now, how many of y'all ever heard that? See, we got people that heard that. And there's a lot of people believe that Jesus' teaching since the cross don't apply to us. Now, that's the biggest lie. Satan never told the church. Because God, Jesus said before he ascended, he told those apostles, he said, you go into all the world and you preach the gospel to every creature. And he said, teaching them to observe all things I've commanded you. Matthew's, Mark, Luke, and John is really the gospel. It is really the way to live the Christian life. Matthew chapter 5, the Beatitudes is still in place today. He said in the gospel, love your enemies. Hallelujah. I promise you this book said you ain't going into glory if you don't walk in love. Hallelujah. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. Come on, I'm a tear down doctrine preacher. I'm going to read it one more time. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. We will come unto him and make our abode. How is Jesus teaching past and not for the New Testament church? And Jesus said, the way you measure love is whether you keep my words or not. Hallelujah. Now, 1 Corinthians 13:1, and then I'm going to go into reviewing my text, and then we're going to have point one, love test point one, love test point two, love test point three. We're going to see whether you love God or not, whether you know him or not. Hallelujah. We're going to let the Bible tell us this morning whether we love God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 13:1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for speaking in tongues. But I don't find a scripture that says speaking in tongues is the proof that you do know God. If you find it, come show it to me. I don't have a problem with adjusting doctrine. I don't find a scripture that say tongues is the proof you know God. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at our text again closely. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6 again. We are of God. Here this apostle is, who walked with Jesus Christ, got to know him, and through Jesus Christ, he got to know God. This apostle writing to the church, and he's telling the people, we are of God. See, there was the only one at that time that could say we are of God and we know God, because when Jesus came, he said the whole world lieth in wickedness. And so Jesus took 12 men, later on took Paul, and he showed them God. So now this apostle is writing and saying, we are of God. And he said, he that knoweth God, hear us. Now, I've entered into this apostle's doctrine. So I can say with this apostle, as long as I'm in line with him, I'm of God. And when you hear what I'm saying, as long as it's in line with that apostle, look at what that word say again. We are of God. He that knoweth God, hear us. You're going to hear me. You ain't going to think this just some Sunday morning sermon. You're going to hear me. Just like this apostle said, you're going to hear me. We are of God, and he that knoweth God, hear us. It says, he that is not of God, hear is not us. Don't get mad when people don't receive you. Hallelujah. The Bible said if they hated me, they're going to hate you. He said, he that is not of God heareth not us. Watch this. You know you of God. You know you in line with these men that followed God. Hereby know you the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. When you're rejected, that person got a spirit of error. Long as you in this doctrine right here, in this book. When you standing in that doctrine and you preaching that doctrine and you reject it, the Bible said this is how you know the person that's rejecting you is walking in a spirit of error. There it is right there in the book. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Look at verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another. First of all, let me share this. Now, love is not an emotion. Let me share something I wrote down this morning. And you might want to jot this down because I don't want you to get love mixed up with what we're feeling. And I always tell y'all that when I'm preaching on love. Hallelujah. Watch this. I just think I need to throw this in. I just wrote this down this morning. Love is not just an emotion. The reason I said just an emotion, because love is filled with emotions. You can feel the emotion of love. But just because you feel an emotion of love, please don't ever be deceived to think love is an emotion. God don't see love as an emotion. Emotions come with true love. But love is not an emotion. Hallelujah. Love is not just an emotion. Love is recognizing the value of a human soul, even though you may know the condition of a soul. I may know your condition and it could be horrible. But if I'm really walking in love, your horrible condition don't move me. And if you live your life like that, you can love everybody and anybody. See? Because see, we want everybody to love us. But do you love everybody? Do you treat everybody right? See, God don't judge us by this right here. Glory to God. So let me throw that in. Now, it says in verse 7, beloved, let us love one another. So what it mean to love one another? Emotion one another? Right. Let us understand that every human is a soul and valuable before God, no matter their condition, no matter their situation, no matter what's got them entangled. Now, I know our nerves are short with certain things. I know we don't like to bear certain things and certain faults and flaws with people. But you shallow in love if you can't. You shallow. Now, I ain't talking about you. Only you if you shallow. So don't get offended unless you shallow. Now, if you shallow, just repent. Hallelujah. Love don't stop loving because a person have an issue. If your love stop loving because there's an issue, you have the issue. That brother got it. No, you have the issue. That's right. I wish I had time to tell you the scenario of the beam and the speck. Maybe I'll get to it to show you what Jesus really meant by the beam and the speck. I think I might share it. Come on, clap your hand. God showed me this one day. God showed me. Now, see, y'all asked me to share that. Now, if that takes some more time, that's on you. Let me show you the issue of the beam and the speck, if I can remember accurate, because God had to show me this, and it changed my life. Okay, what's the difference between the beam and the speck? Because Jesus said, get the beam out your eye first, then you can see clearly to get the speck out of your brother's eye. How do you determine who got the beam, who got the speck? Okay, if you got a speck, a little bitty issue, and you looking at a brother with a big old issue, and your love change, you the one got the beam. Your speck is the beam. Did y'all get that? Clap your hands and praise the Lord. Jesus see you as the beam. Because if your love change, because you looking at a big beam in somebody's eye, and you just got a little speck, heaven see you as the beam. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just thought I'd throw that in. It says, beloved, let us love one another. Why? Love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God. I'm going to see if you're born of God in a minute. And know God. The Bible just now said in so many words, the way you know, the test whether you know God is how you love, not speaking in tongues. I ain't down in speaking in tongues, but let's get the record straight. Love is the determining factor. Love is. That's how God judge whether you know him or not. Let me see you not change when one of your loved ones go bad. Hallelujah. I ain't never changed. Well, I used to change a long time ago. I change with the weather. You do me wrong, I'm going to get you back. Some of y'all used to do the same thing. Come on, somebody. But when you learn better, you do better. And I learned better. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone, not one or two, everyone that loveth, is the one born again. Is the one born of God. You ain't born of God if you always running your mouth by somebody. You're not born again. You say, yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I am. Tell God that. God say, if you're born again, you love. God said that. Here it is right here. Okay. It says, and everyone that loveth, just keep on loving, is born of God. And know God. Brother Miguel, is that clear? That's the one know God. I promise you don't know God. Well, I don't want to make nobody lie. How many of y'all love me? I hope you do. You know why you love me? Because I ain't never crossed you. I wonder if I start irking your nerves, how long will you love me? It ain't love when you can just say, oh, I love Apostle. But apostle ain't never did nothing to get on your nerves yet. Wait till I get on your nerves.
Yeah.
Wait till I do things you don't like.
That right. Come on. Come on.
I didn't know this was going to be the test.
Yeah.
Yeah. We say we love, but we don't know what love is.
Right.
You don't know love until love is on trial.
Amen.
And you don't know God if you ain't loving. You don't know him. You don't know him. Hallelujah. Bible said God commended his love to us. How? Why we was yet, when we was yet sinners. When you was messed up, doing all that stuff. God commended his, God loved me when I was cussing God. You know how you use those two-letter words? You was too. Many of you did the same. That's love. I ain't never seen too many people keep loving folks that's cussing them. We better check our love. Church. Hallelujah. I look like I ain't getting nowhere here. Maybe I'm stuck right there because somebody needs to understand when we said love, we ain't talking about that stuff you think. You need to throw that definition out the window because you ain't loving until you're under pressure, when I do things that make you mad. And if you can't survive, and I'm not purposely making anybody mad. I don't want to offend nobody. It's not in my nature to offend nobody. I'm just giving you an example. People talk love. Your true love is proven when things ain't going right. Hallelujah. He that loveth not knoweth not God. You do not know God if something can change your love. Now, don't y'all get mad at me. I see a couple of y'all smiling. I see a couple of people letting their head down. You do not know God if your love change in a trial. That's what the Bible trying to tell you. The scriptures say, hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God, that stuff God has. Can you imagine God? He's not looking down at one bad person. He's looking down at 7 billion. Is it 7 billion now? Over 7 billion people in the world? He's looking down at 7 billion people and see all the bad. And said, for God so loved the world. You can't get one bad person. Now, don't get offended if that ain't you. How can you hear without a preacher? Some preacher got to explain this to you and challenge you because you think you know God. And ain't nobody going to heaven that ain't walking in love. You ain't going. That's in there, too. Hallelujah. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. You don't know God. Mm-hmm. Boy, look like the Holy Ghost want me to park here. Park, preacher. When Pastor Moore and Pastor Lewis won't let you have your little way and you have an issue and you turn sour, you don't know God. It's shallow. When you can't endure each other, you don't know God. I'm not the authority. This Bible says if you don't love, love is how you know God. Y'all looking at the same Bible? All right, Jesus said, if a man love me, he'll keep my words. He said, love your enemies. Well, your brother is not your enemy, and your brother just made you mad, and you don't even love your brother. You ain't even got to the enemy. You don't know God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now, watch this scripture. In this, we talking about. See, I know y'all like to go find all them psalms that make your emotions feel good. Oh, the Lord blessed it. Blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow. But this in now too. Now, I ain't picking at nobody. This is just how I preach. Please don't get mad at me. I ain't picking at you. I don't even know you. I don't know what you did last night. I don't know what you thinking. I don't know what you feeling. But it may happen to be the anointing on my life talking to your conscience. Because you think you know him. In this, what we just got through discussing, the children of God are manifest. Same context. He hadn't changed his context. Because the whole John, 2 John, 3 John, John was a beloved apostle. He leaned on Jesus' breast. He had a revelation of love. And this whole book is trying to get you to understand the love of God. In this, the children of God are manifest. Manifest means to be made known. God, through this little message, want to make known the children of the devil and the children of God. He's coming on the scene, separating, showing you, I'm going to show you the devil's children, and I'm going to show you God's children. In this, the children of God is manifest and the children of the devil. In what, Lord? Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Do you do the righteous thing under pressure, or do you yield to what you feel under pressure? Do you carry out how you feel? Because you feel I'm mistreated. So you're going to mistreat somebody in the way you deal with them. You don't know God. You think you know him. I'm trying to show you when you know him. Now, you ought to prove this to yourself, not to me. Because the first scripture I read says, examine yourself. I examine myself. I ain't trying to live. I'm going on 61 years old. I ain't trying to live however many more years God has given me and be a fool and go to hell after this over. I ain't got time for fooling myself. And I'm going to judge myself in every situation. Because God, I want righteousness is what's acceptable to God, not to me, not what's acceptable because I feel like this is the right thing to do. No, God, what is the right way to handle this situation, to handle this circumstance? What is the right way to handle this relationship? Because you looking at this, and that's why you got a judgment seat of Christ at the end of life. And the preachers done told us that when you get to the judgment seat of Christ, you're going into heaven. They ain't in your Bible. It says it's appointed unto man once to die. After this, the judgment. Every one of us going to be judged for the deeds we did on this earth. How we handled the situation. I don't care how many Holy Ghosts you got. It ain't but one real one. Bibles don't say that your Holy Ghost determine whether you love, whether you know God. The Holy Ghost there to bring you into knowing him. But a lot of folks don't let him do that. You're going to be judged at the end of your life.
Well, praise the Lord. We're just about out of time. We're going to have to cut into the broadcast, but I hope you was blessed by the word today. If you was blessed and you would like to call us, you can call us at 225-802-5613. That's 225-802-5613. We would like to invite you out to our beautiful sanctuary at our worship service, 10414 Mammoth Avenue in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We meet Sunday at 10 a.m., Sunday night at 7 p.m., and Wednesday at 7 p.m. And on Wednesday night, you have the blessing of hearing our chief apostle, Bishop Wendell Archie, via YouTube. Come on out and visit with us, 10414 Mammoth Avenue, right in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Sunday at 10 a.m., Sunday night at 7 p.m., and Wednesday at 7 p.m. If you would like to support this ministry, give us a call. Amen. And be a support to the truth that you're hearing. God bless you. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis saying we love you. We thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.